This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you on this Tuesday morning by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie. First of all, in our farm news this morning, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade this morning, July wheat now trading at 710, down 14 and a quarter. September wheat trading at 726 and three quarter, down 14 and a quarter. July corn now trading at 634 and a half, up three and a half. September corn trading at 598, up six and three quarter. July soybeans now trading at 1481 and three quarter, down three quarter. August beans trading at 1464 and a half, that is down two and a half. The overnight crude oil market, 14 cents higher at $79.35. Brent crude, 77 cents higher at $91.78. The August gold contract, $3.40 lower at $1,585. The U.S. dollar index, 0.157 lower at 82.34. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, July corn ended at 631, limit up 40. September corn ended at 591 and a quarter, limit up 40. December corn closed at 594, limit up 40. July soybeans yesterday ended at 1482 and a half, up 40. August beans 1467, up 41. September beans ended at 1440, up 45 and three quarter. July wheat yesterday closed at 724 and a quarter, up 51. September wheat, 7410, up 53 and a half. December wheat closed at 759 and a quarter, up 52 and a half. July soybean meal yesterday closed at 432.80, up 108. August meal closed at 430.10, up 104. September meal closed at 424.50, up 116. July soybean oil yesterday closed at 51.27, up 153. August oil closed at 51.45, up 161. September soybean oil, 51.66, up 162. July oats yesterday closed at 348 and three quarter, up 20. September oats closed at 324, up 20. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with today's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended sharply higher on Monday afternoon. The continuation of the hot, dry weather pattern for the Corn Belt pushed grain prices sharply higher. The USDA's weekly crop progress report reflected the declining conditions for the U.S. corn and soybean crops. The U.S. corn crop fell by 7% from last week to place 56% in the good to excellent category. The U.S. soybean crop placed 53% in the good to excellent range, down 3% from last week. In central Illinois, cut to grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 37 to 41 cents stronger at 646 to 662. Soybeans advanced 36 to 41 cents at 1462 to 1487. And the wheat bids gained 36 to 41 cents at 689 to 707. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 40 to 41 cents at 650 to 680. Soybeans gained 40 to 42 cents at 1475 to 1492. And wheat bids mostly 49 to 51 cents higher at $7 to 742. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 39 to 40 cents stronger at 663 to 668. Soybeans gained 41 to 43 cents at 1498 to 1502. And the wheat prices gained 53 to 57 cents at 710 to 716. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 42 to 44 cents stronger at 673 to 678. These same elevators boosted their soybean prices by 39 to 40 cents with quotations at 1507 to 1509. Soft red winter wheat gained 45 cents on Monday, ranged from 725 to 726. And the Milo ended 41 cents higher at 596 to 597. That concludes our Country Grain Report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, July hogs closed at 93.35, down 157. August hogs closed at 89.15, down 222. October hogs closed at 79.82, down 172. June cattle yesterday closed at 115.70, down 120. August cattle closed at 115.87, down 102. October cattle closed at 120.42, down 77. August feeder cattle yesterday closed at 149.80, down $3. September feeders closed at 151.90, down $3. And October feeders closed at 153.10, down $2.97. Once again, we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
The closing livestock reports for Monday, June 25th, Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Brown Gilt Trade was $2.18 lower, with a carcass price range of 96.62 to 103.5, weighted average 98.42. Hogs purchased in Illinois today, 17,125 head. Illinois Direct Brown Gilt Trade was steady, 66 to 70, with Illinois Direct Slaughter Sows steady. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds traded from 43 to 46. 450 to 550 pounds at 45 to 50. Over 550 pounds at 48 to 51. 4s under 300 pounds, 35 to 42, and over 300 pounds, 15 to 21. Today's estimated receipts, 825. Friday's actuals, 625. Pork carcass cut out, 101.29, and that is up 48 cents. The estimated daily livestock slaughter into federal inspection, hogs for today, 384,000. Last week, 391,000. A year ago, 388,000. Cattle today, 128,000. Last week, 127,000. And a year ago, 129,000. Box beef cutout values were mostly steady on light to moderate demand and offerings. Total movement today, 160 fab loads with 43 trim. Choice, 196.43, that is down 20 cents. Select, 180.03, and that is down 6 cents. At the Illinois auctions, which are covered, receipts last week, 2,279 head, which included a special sell. Compared to the previous week, slaughter steers and heifers traded mostly steady. Choice steers sold 119 to 125.5, with choice heifers 118.5 to 125.5. Choice Holstein steers traded 75 cents to $1.50 lower, 109.5 to 115. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock and Grain Market News Service.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, the spot dairy prices for butter, 152 unchanged. For block cheese, 163 up a half. For barrel cheese, 164 up a half. The spot price for Class 3 milk yesterday ended up at $15.65. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for June, $6.50. For July, $6.06. Corn delivered to Scottville for June, $6.45. For July, $5.98. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for June, $14.73. For July, $14.53. And wheat delivered to Scottville for June, $6.98. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices once again, corn at Greenfield, $6.50. Corn at Scottville, $6.45. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $14.73. Wheat at Scottville, $6.98. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Hi, this is Bob Lentz, manager of Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Ford Motor Company has the exclusive offer for Illinois Farm Bureau members. Get a $500 bonus cash savings off a vehicle MSRP towards the purchase or lease of any eligible Ford or Lincoln vehicle. Certain eligibility restrictions apply. See your Ford Lincoln dealer for complete details and qualifications. Join Montgomery County Farm Bureau today for this and other great benefits.
How do you measure success? Chances are productive fields, a happy family, and a secure future are key parts in the equation. And just as you depend on yourself to take care of the family and farm, You can depend on Farm Credit to help you with your finance needs. For 96 years, we've been helping farm families and agribusinesses maintain the formula for success. Our experience has helped us develop a wide range of credit and financial products and services that you can use to keep your farm running more efficiently and profitably. Nobody understands the financial needs of farming better than Farm Credit. Whether it's farm real estate loans, operating lines of credit, equipment financing, or crop insurance, Farm Credit has the products and services to meet the needs of today's farming operations. Call Farm Credit today at 1-800-444-FARM or find us online at fcsillinois.com. Farm Credit, providing the financial products farmers want with the service you deserve.
Ooh, ah, that's what you'll be saying after you slip on a pair of Dr. Comfort orthotic sandals, now available at Michelle's Pharmacy. These are extremely lightweight sandals that help correct posture and alleviate foot and back pain, as well as aching legs. Try on a pair at Michelle's Pharmacy, and don't forget about free delivery only from Michelle's Pharmacy. Healthier, happier feet start right here at Michelle's Pharmacy in Gillespie and Carlinville.
Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
Carlinville Truck Equipment is the one name you need to know for truck and trailer repair. Plus, they have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. For help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, see Carlinville Truck Equipment. You can count on Norm Craze and his staff for fast, dependable service. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 1900 North University, Carlinville. Call 854-6706.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. The 2012 Macoupin County Fair, Monday through Saturday, July 16th through the 21st at the Macoupin County Fairgrounds in Carlinville. Don't miss all the entertainment and family fun the fair offers, like harness racing and the Little Miss and Mister contest Monday, the Queen and Junior Miss contest Tuesday night, a show by the Jimmy Fortune Trio Wednesday night, and much more. Mark your calendars, the 2012 Macoupin County Fair takes over the fairgrounds in Carlinville, July 16th through the 21st. The Macoupin County Fair, come back home to Macoupin County, online at macoupincountyfair.org.
Across mid-Illinois for today, sunny skies, high temperatures in the low 80s and light east winds. For tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the low 60s. Tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny and warmer, the high in the mid-90s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy, hot and humid, high temperatures in the upper 90s, low temperatures in the mid-70s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady. We have clear skies, 53 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro. And as we begin our farm news today, here's the weekly crop condition report. We join Brad Schwab of the Illinois Agricultural Statistics Service.
Statewide, it was not a good week for Illinois farmers as temperatures averaged 77 degrees, which was nearly 4 degrees above normal, while precipitation was virtually non-existent for the 7-day period ending Sunday, June 24th. There were 6.6 days suitable for field work, and topsoil moisture supplies confirmed the recently reported statewide drought conditions at 43% very short, 41% short, and only 16% adequate. Subsoil moisture below the 6-inch profile also continued a decline to 36% very short, 48% short, and 16% adequate. Growing degree day units since May 1 ended the week at 1,067, which was 129 units, or 14%, ahead of the historic average. Corn in the silking stage was reported at 17%, and this compares with 3% for the 5-year average. The average height of all corn now stands at 53 inches, a growth of 11 inches in 1 week, and this height can be compared to 31 inches a year ago and 36 inches for the five-year average. The crop reporting district leading the state in the corn silking category was the West Southwestern District at 41%. Overall, the state's corn crop was rated in only 37% good or excellent condition, down 15 percentage points from last week. Soybean blooming advanced to 11%, compared to 1% a year ago and 3% for the five-year average. The crop reporting district leading the state in the soybean blooming category was the Eastern District at 20%. Overall, the soybean crop was rated in 35% good or excellent condition, down 12 percentage points from last week. The soft red winter wheat crop was reported at 97% ripe, and this compares with 63% a year ago and 65% for the five-year average. Wheat harvest advanced to 84%, well ahead of last year's 32% and the 37% five-year average. In other crops around the state, pastures and alfalfa crops were rated in mostly fair condition. Sorghum planting was virtually complete at 99%, compared with 89% 1 year ago and 79% for the five-year average. The second cutting of alfalfa was reported at 66%, and this can be compared to 10% last year and 15% for the five-year average. This has been Brad Schwab with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
And we continue our farmer checks on WSMI. We talked to John Bauer of the Bingham area, and we started by asking the age-old question, did he get any rain over the weekend?
No rain.
We were at the county fair on Sunday, and we got a little bit of a shower while we were there. I just wondered if, I guess nobody wanted to share it with you.
Evidently not. No, we need a rain pretty bad in our area, Randy.
The crops are pretty dry, right?
Crops are pretty dry. The corn's really struggling.
What about your soybeans?
Soybeans aren't too bad right now. They could definitely use a rain. I think there's a little more hope for the beans if we can get some late rains this summer. I think the beans will be okay, but the corn crop is really struggling right now in our area.
Are weeds and insects a problem?
The weeds aren't too bad. We're just about to finish up spraying beans, getting pretty good kill on the weeds. The only insects I see a lot of right now is the Japanese beetles in the corn.
That's a problem pretty much over the entire area, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah, everybody you talk to says the Japanese beetles are definitely here.
So what you're needing more than anything else right now is a good shower or rain.
A nice rain would help everything out.
That's John Bauer of the Bingham area, and we thank him for being on our Farmer Check feature on WSMI radio over the summer. And as we approach late June and early July, it will become increasingly important to monitor corn and soybean fields for some insect pests. Todd Gleason has more from the University of Illinois.
For many areas of Illinois, the dry, hot weather means farmers must be more watchful because crops are increasingly vulnerable to yield loss under these stressful conditions. Here's a list of insects to look out for. It comes from U of I entomologist Mike Graham. Japanese beetles. Japanese beetles can be found throughout Illinois, and both corn and soybeans are susceptible to injury. In soybeans, Japanese beetles are one of many defoliators to monitor. Rescue treatments may be warranted if defoliation levels reach 30% prior to bloom and 20% between bloom and pod fill. Densities of Japanese beetles in both corn and soybean fields tend to be greater along the field margins. Treatment decisions should be made only after scouting field interiors and some border rows. When Japanese beetles are numerous in corn, the key concern for producers is the potential for excessive silk clipping. A rescue treatment may be needed during the reproductive phase of development when three or more beetles per ear are present and pollination has not yet been completed. Speaking of silk clipping, western corn rootworm beetles, western corn rootworm adult emergence is about a month ahead, and the beetles are feeding on corn leaves. Leaf injury can reduce yield. As the silks become available, consider a rescue treatment if there are five or more beetles per plant. Silks have been clipped to less than a half an inch of the ear tip, and the pollination process is incomplete. And while scouting for silk clipping, also look for lodged or goosenecked plants as evidence of larval injury to the root system. If you find lodged plants, dig some of them up, wash the soil from the roots, look for signs of feeding or pruning. If there's excessive injury, contact your seed company representative. The two-spotted spider mite. Now, hot, dry weather and the two-spotted spider mite are typically found in tandem. Many producers are still trying to forget the drought of 1988 and the severe outbreak of mites that occurred across many areas of the Corn Belt. Generally, soybean plants along the field margins begin to show some of the characteristic bronzing and mottling of leaves. By tapping the leaves over a sheet of white paper, you can knock off the spider mites and see them moving on the paper. If mite injury to the plants is evident along field margins and the mites are found on plants with relative ease throughout the field, a rescue treatment should be considered. At this point, though, it's still a little difficult to predict where the summer is headed with respect to two-spotted spider mites. I'm Todd Gleason.
6:28 on this Tuesday morning from WSMI, WSMI FM 106. And over the weekend, we visited with the new Montgomery County Fair Queen, Sunny Lentz. She said so far things are going well.
Good. It's been a lot of fun, and I've had a lot of good experiences.
And you've got a lot of good experiences to go yet, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. I have a visiting pageant on Tuesday in Jasper County, and then I have my first parade on Sunday in Raymond.
The visiting pageant, what's that?
It's where queens go to represent their county, and they also go to support the other fair queens as well.
Okay. Now, how many of those will you have to make now?
I have no idea, but I know it'll be a ton.
It'll be a lot of fun. You'll enjoy it. And will you compete at the state fair as well?
Yes, in January I will be competing for the state title, and I'm very excited about that. I'm really looking forward to it.
You know what that will entail?
A lot more of representing. I know that I'll be going to all the pageants and being involved with a lot more than I am as just the Montgomery County Fair Queen. And I know that there's a lot that it entails with interviews on the radio, you know, and different things like that. So I know it'll be a lot of fun, a good experience.
So this is good practice here, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. Very well.
And you've done a good job so far. We thank you. Sunny, good luck to you in the future.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Well, what does the future hold?
Well, it holds a lot for me. I'm really excited. Hopefully after this, I will finish up my education for education. I want to become a teacher when I get older, so we'll see how that goes. I'm excited.
That was Montgomery County Fair Queen Sunny Lentz, and we thank her for talking with us at the fair on Sunday. Also on the AM Live program Monday morning, our guest was Clay Worley of the National FFA office in Indianapolis. We talked about a new program they are offering current and former FFA members called Career Cruising, a collaboration with AgCareers.com. It helps people find a career in agriculture and related industries, and Clay Worley explains.
What we've done is through our agricultural career network, we've expanded and started working with two companies called Career Cruising and AgCareers.com. And what that will do is it'll allow students to plan their career success, including their FFA involvement, and plan where they might be able to go to work, internships, things like that, as they graduate from colleges or their local high schools, things of that nature.
Well, this also helps, say, you mentioned students in high school. Will this help them career plan, like, say, for instance, to find a college to go to?
Absolutely. What it does is it starts Career Cruising with our partnership with Career Cruising. What it's going to do is, as early as 7th, 8th grade or in the high school, they will be able to start planning, finding out things they like, dislike, job opportunities through the agricultural pathways, finding things that they might be interested in, start guiding their classroom instructions towards those type of jobs, those type of careers. Once they get to a senior in college, it'll also help them, a senior in high school, it would also help them start planning what they might be, what colleges they might go to in those specific careers. And then what it'll do then is also have the opportunity to look at scholarships that might be at those schools throughout the entire country. And then as they get into those schools, it'll start opening up the opportunities through agcareers.com to start looking at actual jobs, internships, things like that, that will be available once they graduate.
Now, will you through this program help some of these help these students apply for some of the scholarships you just mentioned?
Absolutely. Right in the Agricultural Career Network, we will have scholarships. Our scholarships open on November 15th and run through February 15th annually, and it'll start actually start guiding them and start giving them information. Like, it'll send them an email, hey, we see you're interested in beef cattle production. We have these four or five scholarships that are currently available during this time. Please go in and apply for those. They're at this particular school or they're in this particular area of the country, and it'll start guiding them towards those scholarships.
That's great. That's really a great program. How long has this been going on?
Well, we started the pre-production of this Agricultural Career Network 18 months ago. We've developed it through a membership system. We've expanded it to all ag students, not just FFA members, but through all ag students in that are participating in the classroom. And then this program that with Career Cruising and AgCareers.com signed about, we signed up our partnership with them about 2 months ago. So we started about in April with them.
And this has really been going well so far, hasn't it?
Absolutely. We still have to always work out the bugs here and there. As you, anytime you deal with a portal IT solution, you have some things to work out. You have some training, things of that nature you have to work with. But it's really become an absolute incredible tool that we're using to not only deal with our work with our premier leadership and personal growth, which FFA has felt we've been very strong with, but really launch our career success for our students.
And that's really been a great, great program for them. Also, one thing I wanted to ask you about, the help it gives to, say, the younger students prior to the start of their high school career, can it kind of help them find out what sort of career path they want to take?
Sure. Any teacher that runs an agricultural program in the classroom has the ability to actually work all the way down to third and fourth graders if they want to go back and add some students and show them how it works. They'll have access to that. So a student, they could have an elementary school program, elementary school addition. They could go into their middle schools and start talking about career success and have them start planning their career success at that point. So it's not only just for the high schoolers in the actual ag program, they can also use that third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth grade.
What kind of response have you had for your program?
Well, we're just now launching the program to our constituents, to our FFA members, to our ag students, and to our ag instructors. So we're starting to get excellent feedback from them. They're very excited about utilizing the program. We don't have a lot of knowledge base yet on how it's actually working in the field yet.
And that was yesterday's guest, Clay Worley of the National FFA office in Indianapolis. He was our guest yesterday on the AM Live program. In other farm news, the Illinois State High School Rodeo Finals will stay in the town of Altamont for another 3 years under an agreement expected to be finalized soon. The Illinois High School Rodeo Association and the local Altamont Rodeo Committee have tentatively agreed to keep the finals in Altamont at the Effingham County Fairgrounds. IHSRA President Carrie Newbolt said Altamont is the ideal place to hold the high school rodeo finals. The event has been held there for 20 years. The four-day rodeo also brings visitors to the small town, and this year 80 high school rodeo contestants competed for a chance to go to the national finals in Wyoming. The recent heat wave in the Midwest has helped lift hog futures out of the mud. Lean hog prices have surged 21% over the past 6 weeks as scorching temperatures have caused hogs headed for slaughter to carry less weight. Leaner hogs mean less meat and smaller supplies of pork, which leads to higher prices. Feaster Seeds will move its sales and distribution office to Champaign from its longtime home in El Paso on August 1st. Feaster, which is owned by Dow AgroSciences, decided to move when another seed company purchased the facilities in El Paso. We'll keep you updated with the commodity market updates throughout the day on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Right now in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat now trading at 7.11, down 13 and a quarter. September wheat trading at 7.27 and a quarter, down 13 and three quarter. July corn now trading at 6.32 and a half, that's up 1 1/2. September corn trading at 5.96, that's up 4 3/4. July beans now trading at 14.80 and a quarter, down 2 1/4. August beans trading at 14.62 and 3/4, down 4 1/4. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.